I think that 2019-2020 is a year in which we will see CRISPR emerge into clinical trials and actually begin to help patients. So we're all very excited and very supportive. This is a field that we are all moving to translate our work into patients. So there's plenty of room in it. So the first out of the box has been Penn. They have been a leader in this field. So we're tucked in behind them. We're following their work, and we're really, really delighted. The use of CRISPR that has really emerged after 5 years, the fact that it's entering patients is really outstanding. And I think it has a chance to meet a lot of unmet medical needs that a lot of traditional therapies have failed to help. So, and, you know, from our perspective, obviously at Christiana, we are a very patient-centered institution. Even in some new technologies, we have to always consider the patient is our client, and we treat them with excellence and love, obviously, but we also like to see things going forward into patients that are safe, and so this is a great step forward.
If this year and the next is to be a breakout year for CRISPR techniques, what will that mean for Christiana Care?
Well, we are ourselves moving forward and developing a CRISPR technique and protocol for lung cancer. So as these things move through the FDA and get approved and get out in the public, a lot of the mystique around CRISPR will begin to abate, and we should see some really good results. And as anything that moves along, you learn from other people, you learn how they did things, and you build on it. And so I think it'll make our transition and our movement toward clinical trials here even easier. So we're very excited. We're all on the same team in this CRISPR world, and the goal here again is to really, you know, first help patients, and we're really focused on that. So 2019-2020, as it breaks out and it moves forward, I think we're going to be captured in that wave and move forward with it. So very exciting times.
What do we know at this time as far as what technique they used CRISPR for at Penn? I'm going off news articles. It does say it was used to treat cancer, but is there anything else you know about it?
So there's a couple ways CRISPR can be used, and Penn has been a leader in modifying what are known as T cells. These are cells that are naturally occurring in the body, and they're helping our immune defense. And so they've modified them using CRISPR to be able to attack tumors. So it's a really great story, because you're using a breakthrough technology to modify a cell in a person's body, and that's the job that cell does anyway. You're just making it work more precisely and more effectively. So that's a great way to go after it, and that's called T cell therapy. So CRISPR is a very big part of that, and until CRISPR had come along, the efficiency with modifying these T cells to make them work even better against cancer had been a little bit lacking. So now we're at a point we can really turn T cells into, mobilize them, and make them into more effective cancer killers.
The last time we spoke, we went over China's use of CRISPR, and you had described it as being amoral on a few different levels. Can you sort of lay out how Penn's use of CRISPR in this T cell therapy is different from what China did months ago?
Right. It's actually different on a lot of levels, but I'll give you two. The first one is they followed all the rules. They went through the FDA. They went through numerous toxicology studies. They moved this technology forward as a pharmaceutical company would move a drug forward for approval. That was really kind of a mystery in China. Nobody knows if it happened, if it didn't happen, and there's still a great deal of confusion. But most importantly, and the second reason, is that the Penn trials and what we do here at Christiana, we work on somatic cells. So we're working on cells in a patient's body, a skin cell, a blood cell, a lung tissue cell that is not going to be able to produce an offspring. What they did in China was to modify a fertilized egg so that the child itself was born with the modification. We're just attacking, in our case, lung cancer cells. And at Penn, they're making cells that already exist in the body to fight the cancer. So one is called germline gene editing, and that's what happened in China. And we are doing somatic cell therapy here, and that's the one that's approved in the United States.